blank.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
We have three items of old business this morning, all relating to the same tracts of land. First one being change of zone number 1746, the application of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 9.45 acres more or less, land lying east of Cedar Neck Road, Road 357, across from Sandy Cove Road, Road 358, and being north of Ocean View, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, Map 9, and being a part of Parcel 21. Second application is change of zone number 1747, the application of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MR medium density residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 17.8 acres more or less, land lying east of Cedar Neck Road, Road 357, across from Sandy Cove Road, Road 358, being north of Ocean View, and again being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, Map 9, and being a part of Parcel 21. Excuse me. Third application being conditional use number 1986, the application of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 11.56 acres more or less, land lying east of Cedar Neck Road, Road 357, across from Sandy Cove Road, Road 358, and being north of Ocean View, and again being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, Map 9, and being a part of Parcel 21. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearings on this application on April 24th of 2014, rendered their decision and recommendation on May 22nd of 2014. Council held public hearing on June 17th of 2014. And to step away from my normal presentation, on June 17 of 2014, there was a motion by Mr. Felt, seconded by Mrs. Deaver, regarding three applications to leave the record open for the purpose of receiving documentation from DLDOT as to the permitted location of the entrance. On June 17th, I wrote to, on July 1st, 2014, we received a letter from DLDOT in reference to this application, and basically it states that the department had a meeting on June 26, 2014 for the above reference project to discuss the latest development plan. One of the items was the entrance location. The current plan shows 45 single family lots and 30 townhome units for an anticipated site ADT of 730 trips, and the entrance is located approximately 350 feet north of Route 358, being Sandy Cove Road. Under previous development plans for this site, it was discussed to have the entrance across from Sussex County Road 358, but it would include substantial improvements to the intersection as well as an increase in conflict points. Having the entrance offset from the intersection of 357 and 358, as shown on the current development plan, reduces the potential conflict points to a minimum. The department will require the project to obtain a letter of no objection and entrance approval prior to final approval with the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that was signed by Stephen Sesson, professional engineer with the Sussex County Review Coordinator and Development Coordination Office. So on July 7th, I forward a summary memo to the council and a copy of that letter to show that DelDOT had given consideration and does not take issue with the location of the entrance as proposed. Rather than go into my recommendations of the commission, I thought we'd do that first.
Any questions about that, Mr. Link?
So in the process of the public hearing, the commission and the council both held one public hearing on the three applications. And in rendering decisions, we consider each one separately. So before you today, the first application is change of zone 1746, previously read, unless you want to read it again. That is the rezoning from C1 to MR, okay? The commission discussed this application which was deferred on April 24th, 2014, and made their recommendation on May 22nd of 2014. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1746 for Castaways Bethany Beach LLC for a change of zone from C1 general commercial to MR medium density residential based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a downzoning resulting in a significant reduction in the type of permitted uses for the land. The permitted residential density is also much lower under the MR zoning classification than it was under C1 zoning, which permits up to 12 residential units per acre. Two, the rezoning is necessary for the applicant to achieve MR zoning across the entire parcel so that a uniform development plan with a residential plan community overlay can be achieved. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect nearby uses or properties. Four, the rezoning will be consistent with other area zoning classifications and uses, which do include GR and MR zone properties. Five, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area under the county code and the county comprehensive land use plan. The rezoning to MR is consistent with the purposes and goals of this area. Permitted housing types include single family, townhouse, and multifamily type units. Six, MR zoning is appropriate since the site will be served by Central Water and it is a part of an existing Sussex County sewer district. And seven, the rezoning is consistent with the stated purposes of the MR zone. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Any questions of council, Mr. Lank?
Move for adoption.
I guess we need to have Mr. Sharp read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance number seven, or this is for change of zones number 1746, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 9.45 acres more or less, tax map ID number 1-34-9-21, part of. For the reasons given by planning and zoning, as enumerated 1-7, as found on page 5 of the summary in your packet.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
With the conditions there.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to adopt change of zone 1746 with the reasons stated from planning and zoning. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and agreeing with the Planning and Zoning Commission and citing the very same reasons.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, it's a downzoning is always a an improvement in a residential area, and it also complements the surrounding area because of the recent trends in development on Cedar Neck have been residential.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll also vote yes. I'm a little disappointed that DelDOT was not able to see the wisdom in moving the entrance, but it would require substantial resources to reconfigure that intersection. So I suppose in these tight times, that's to be expected. I would ask, though, that the developer keep his promises made here that they would work with that property owner so that the lights of cars coming out of the development would not constantly barrage the home in question. I do believe that they will try to work with that property owner and accommodate them so that their quality of life is not degraded. With the conditions as set forth by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Wilson.
I vote yes. Enough reason? How many times do we ever get a request to go downgrade? So naturally, it's my question. It's yes vote.
I also agree with the reasons stated by planning and zoning, and I also agree that it is a good thing, I guess, to downsize in that area, or downzone, rather. So I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Second application is change of zone 1747. Again, Castaway is Bethany Beach, LLC. The introductory paragraph was previously read. This is a reference for consideration from changing MR, medium density residential, to MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planning community. Again, for the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on April 24th, 2014, rendered a recommendation on May 22nd, 2014. And so stated, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1747 for Castaways Bethany Beach, LLC, for a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential plan community, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the RPC permits the development of 45 single family lots to be part of a mixed use residential development. Two, the site currently is approved for 143 residential units. The total number of lots and units for the entire project will be limited to 75. This is a significant reduction in density. Three, the RPC designation will allow the development of this property in a way that is consistent with nearby communities. Four, the proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance by promoting the orderly growth of the county. It is also in the environmentally sensitive developing district according to the comprehensive land use plan. This type of RPC residential use is permitted under this designation. Five, with the conditions placed upon this project, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel. Since the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Six, the RPC will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. And seven, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 45 lots within the RPC. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT requirements, and an area for the school bus stop shall be established. The location of a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire residential development, including the area covered by conditional use 1986. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. I, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. J, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct all the recreational amenities no later than the issuance of the 50th residential building permit for the entire project, including conditional use 1986. K, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. L, this preliminary approval is contingent. It's contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall include the revised plan, shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0.
Question to council?
Lawrence, we don't have to put in any more, or I'm not seeing it, about addressing and any of that kind of stuff, do we, or is it automatically?
We put that in automatically to make sure that it's prepared before we get the revised site plan.
I mean, is it in here?
The name, yeah, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval.
Okay.
Yeah, we have it.
Okay.
Any more questions, council?
We do that in all.
Mr. Sharp, you read the short title, please.
Certainly, Mr. President. This is for change of zone number 1747, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential to an MR medium density residential. Residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 17.80 acres, more or less. Tax map ID number 1-34-9-21, part of, for the reasons as set forth by the Planning and Zoning Commission as enumerated as 1-6, and with the conditions as set forth in, as by the Planning and Zoning Commission 7A through M, and these are found on pages 6 and 7 of your summary.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to adopt change of zone 1747 with the conditions as read previously. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I'm happy to vote yes, and appreciate the fact that an RPC contains conditions. I think the Planning and Zoning Commission did a good job with conditions. Approval with conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes, and it's important to note here, the original site was approved for 143 units, and my recollection of when that was approved, that our engineering department actually questioned the the available sewer capacity for the 143 units. That actually, I think their comments were that it exceeded our sewer capacity in that area. And now we've got this proposal in front of us with the reduction down to 75, it actually is significant because it not only reduces the density, but it will reduce the impact on our county sewer in the Cedar Neck area, which is pretty well I don't know if it's maxed out, but there was a concern back when this originally was proposed, and now I think it'll probably fall well within the guidelines that engineering department would find. So anyway, I'll vote yes.
For the same reasons articulated before with the conditions set forth by Planning and Zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on recommendations of Planning and Zoning.
I also agree with the conditions placed by Planning and Zoning and the reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
The last item of the three is conditional use 1986. Again, the application of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC to consider the conditional use of land for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on this parcel. Again, the commission held public hearing on April 24, 2014. I rendered a recommendation and decision on May 22, 2014 as follows. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1986 for Castaways Bethany Beach LLC for multifamily dwelling structures based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this conditional use permits the development of 30 multifamily units to be part of a mixed-use residential development. Two, the site currently is approved for 143 residential units. The total number of lots and units for the entire project will be limited to 75. This is a significant reduction in density. Three, the conditional use will allow the development of this property in a way that is consistent with nearby residential communities, and it is consistent with the prior approvals for multifamily units on this parcel. 4, the conditional use will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. 5, the conditional use will not adversely affect adjacent property, roadways, or other public facilities. 6, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 30 units within the conditional use area. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire residential development, including the area covered by Change of Zone 1747 for the RPC portion of the development. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct all the recreational amenities no later than the issuance of the 50th residential building permit for the entire project, including the RPC portion of the development covered by Change of Zone 1747. J, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction material, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. K, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Any questions of council, Mr. Lang? Short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. For conditional use number 1986, an ordinance to grant a conditional use on land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.56 acres, more or less, tax map ID number 1-34-9-21, part of, for the reasons stated by Planning and Zoning and its recommendations listed numbers 1 through 5 with the conditions A through L as set forth in pages 7 and 8 of your summary from Planning and Zoning.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt conditional use 1986 with the conditions A through L as previously read. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes, and in agreement with the Planning and Zoning Commission that voted unanimously for this. Again, I believe that it was very carefully, we have very carefully put the conditions on there that would suit the area. And my yes is includes these conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. The impact of basically all three of these applications that have made changes to the code have provided the developer with the ability to provide for flexibility, not only in lot sizes, but in housing styles, and yet they've been able to still provide for buffers, amenities, and protection of the wetlands. So this is a big improvement over the original development that was approved for the site. It's also an improvement over the past application that was rejected, and I believe this will be very supported in the community, and it is compatible. So, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
again repeating that it is my hopes the developer will work with the property owner across from the entrance to this development to lessen the impact on that homeowner. I think the conditions placed on this application are good. I understand that the community are much happier with this than some of the previous considerations. And in light of all this and the decision by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z.
I also, with the reasons stated and the conditions placed, agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Mrs. Jennings, grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first request is the Lewis Public Library. They're requesting $1,000 for their annual Lewis Creative Writers Conference. This free one-day conference consists of a series of workshops which focus on writing. Last grant received for this event was $500 from Ms. Deaver.
I would like to do that again, $500 from
Ms. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 from Mrs. Deaver's Council MAG account to Lewis Public Library for the annual Lewis Creative Writers Conference. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And next one is the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford is requesting support for their annual Riverwalk Freedom Festival. The event includes two live bands, children's entertainment, and a patriotic boat parade. The event honors current and retired military personnel by providing them a free meal. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received for this event was $750, which was $250 from Ms. Deaver and $500 from Mr. Wilson.
I move we repeat that.
Good job.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $750 to the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford for the Riverwalk Freedom Festival. Money's being $250, Mrs. Deaver's Council MAG account, and $500, Mr. Wilson's Council MAG account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is Mr. Cole's grant, but he stepped out.
He stepped out. You want to move on? Never mind. He's back now. Okay. Go ahead, please.
The next one is the Westside New Beginnings Youth. They're requesting $2,000 for their anti-bullying program. The goal of the anti-bullying program is to provide a comprehensive approach to protect at-risk youth in West Rehoboth against wrongdoing and youth violence. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole.
I'd like to give $500 to the Westside New Beginnings for their anti-bullying program.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Jacob.
Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 from Mr. Cole's Council MAG account to the Westside New Beginnings for an anti-bullying program. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
If you ever get rid of the bulls.
The Rehoboth Beach Film Society is requesting support for their annual Rehoboth Beach Film Festival. This event boosts the local economy during the fall season by bringing visitors from more than 25 states. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $750, $250 from Ms. Deaver and $500 from Mr. Cole.
You want to do that again, Mr. Cole?
I'd be glad to.
Shall we make that motion?
Now they're going to be showing a lot of movies in Lewis.
Well,
you want
yes.
to up it up a little bit? You want to go
oh,
up to
no.
five and five?
No.
Okay.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 to Rehoboth Beach Film Society for the film festival. Money coming from $250 to Mrs. Deaver's Council MAG account and $500 from Mr. Cole's Council MAG account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Delaware Seashore Preservation Foundation is requesting $1,500 to restore one of the towers located south of Dewey Beach that was used during World War II as a first line of defense in the event of foreign invasion. The tower will serve as a place for residents and visitors to view a piece of history and honor those who have served. There have been no past grants.
They restored one of these up in Lewis and at Cape and Lopen, and it's, I don't know if anybody's been in it, but it's kind of a neat little spot. You can get a nice view. And I can remember those being along there years ago, and you could always break into them and sneak into them and climb up them, and it was, you know, kind of neat to get up there. And the state would then come along and block them up again, and somehow somebody, not me, but somebody would break in and get in again. But anyway, the one here at Dewey will, again, provide a good, I think, perspective on what World War II was like along coastal Sussex County. They used to have to turn all the lights off in Rehoboth at night, or pull your shades.
So I would like to give $1,000 to that effort, because I think the tourists will really flock to it.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to the Delaware Seashore Preservation Foundation to restore a historical tower south of Dewey Beach, being $1,000, Mr. Cole's Council Magic Kelly. Any questions on the motion?
Is that open to the public, George?
They will be, yeah, they're open. It'll be as part of the state park.
Without a charge?
Pardon?
Without an extra charge?
I have no idea. I don't get into that.
Okay.
There is a charge to get into the state parks.
Okay.
To begin with.
More questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Town of Millsboro is requesting support to purchase welcome signs at the entrance of the town. The original request was $3,000. Mr. Phillips has provided $1,500 in June towards this project.
Is anyone interested in supporting this? I will ask that $1,500 from my account be provided.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Yes, I'll second
Cole.
That. Yes.
The grant. $1,500 to the town of Millsboro for welcome signs from Mr. Phillips' Council Mag account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Additional business brought before council. Mr. Guy?